The Abbott government has again revised its position on school fundings. It now says that it will honour all existing deals. For those states which had signed up to the Gonski reforms, it will honour them for the next 4 years. That's the extent of its commitment on that. Of course, those states are pushing to extend that to the 6 years that they originally had with the old government. What's more, they're going to throw in that extra $1.2 billion to bring in those states which didn't originally sign up to the Gonski plan. Here's the Education Minister.
Because we've been able to find $1.2 billion to put back into the model that Bill Shorten cut, we can say that every school in Australia will get more funding and will not be worse off because of anything that the Commonwealth does.
Not sure exactly where that money's coming from yet. I suppose that will disclose itself in time. Labor, meanwhile, says that this doesn't amount to a guarantee that no individual school will be worse off.
You're not guaranteed that the states won't cut the money. You're not guaranteed indexation of funds. You're not guaranteed to have needs-based funding.
Where does that leave schools? Let's try to find out. I'm joined by Dr. Ken Boston, former head of the New South Wales Education Department. He sat on the Gonski Review panel and savaged the government for its backflip last week. Ken, thank you very much for your time. Are you happier today?
Pleasure.
Are you happier today?
Well, I think the decision certainly must be welcomed. It would be churlish not to welcome it. But bear in mind, this brings us back only to where we were a week or two ago. It's certainly a change from the past few days, some very big issues, the really big issues, still remain.
Well, I might come to those issues in a moment, but it's not exactly back where we were a week or two ago, is it? Because they've now extended this funding and struck in principle agreements with these states that had not signed on to the Gonski plan, and so those states are involved. But the devil is in the detail here, particularly with regard to this command and control idea, which seems to be the money that the states themselves were obliged to provide under the Gonski model that they're not obliged to provide now. How significant is that?
Well, I think I think this is significant. I think there are really several issues here. The states did sign full six-year agreements with the Commonwealth government, and the new Commonwealth government hasn't agreed to that. Now, any new government, of course, when it comes in, can alter its policy settings. But what we really need to understand from the Abbott government now is, if they're not implementing Gonski over the full 6 years, what are they going to do to, in fact, improve the situation?
Now, after those first 4 years, you mean?
After those first 4 years. Now, they're saying in the press release that we will implement a funding model that is national, fair and needs-based. Now, if they're fair-dinkum about that, that is very good news. But it needs to be understood that a needs-based funding system must be sector-neutral and must be built from the ground up.
Right, but also if it's going to be national...
At the level of the individual school.
If it's going to be national, though, doesn't that imply that the in-principle agreement with the states that had not previously signed on is going to have to be roughly approximate to the agreements they'd already signed?
Yes, it does, and certainly those states that have not signed on and that now will be receiving the money, and that must be absolutely welcomed, they have commitments as well. They certainly need, under the agreements which the other states have signed, to commit themselves to maintenance of effort and to contribute their own additional one-third share. There's nothing about that in the federal government's announcement, and presumably that's because that's up to the states. But I think nationally we would be looking for all states now having similar sorts of agreements and working with the federal government on a similar basis.
But, and this was Labor's attack today, wasn't it, that the states that have now signed on, WA, Queensland, Northern Territory, and that territory, I should say, that they are not obliged under this arrangement to provide that one-third of funding, which would mean that there's no guarantee overall that the funding of schools in those states will increase and that those states could just pocket the money that they're currently spending on education and rely on the money they're getting from the Commonwealth.
Well, I'm of course not familiar with what the Labor Party has been arguing on this, but clearly if that were the case, it would be an inequitable position. If the Commonwealth is putting up the funding, then it should be expecting all states to come to the party and match them with the funding. One of the whole things about this Gonski report is that we see it as a joint Commonwealth-state effort, not a Commonwealth-imposed effort, as to some degree the Labor government tried to do, but a joint Commonwealth-state effort, which is in fact determined finally and put together finally by that group of ministers who were around the table in Sydney last Friday.
Yes, and it was a fairly testy meeting that they had in Sydney, and maybe that's led to the backflip that we've seen today. The question of years 5 and 6 is intriguing, though. You've alluded to it already. They're not funding. The federal government has ruled out. They went to the election saying they're only funding the first 4 years. But the biggest funding is, of course, in years 5 and 6.
The biggest funding is in years 5 and 6, and that's a very big issue for this, for the implementation of sector-neutral needs-based funding. Unless we've got that sort of longer six-year commitment, then the states can't be absolutely certain that we can put in place in the long term the base loading, which is for all schools and all students in all schools, and then the additional loadings for Indigenous, low SES, English language proficiency, school size, and location of school. And all of that must be calculated at the school level and aggregated. And of course, New South Wales has shown through its resource allocation model for government schools, which it's now introducing pursuant to Gonski, that is not complex. It's hard work, but it's perfectly achievable. The data are there, and one can calculate both a base loading and these other loadings for aggregated social disadvantage quite readily where there is goodwill between sectors and goodwill between the Commonwealth and the states. So the Gonski model is perfectly achievable, perfectly capable of implementation. It will halt the decline in the nation's poor educational performance. And the PISA figures, which will be announced sometime this week, will, I believe, continue to show our decline. The solution to that decline is on Christopher Pyne's desk. And it's very good that today they've gone back to look again at this $1.2 billion and bring about that change. But much more yet needs to be done, and it needs to be done cooperatively between the states and the Commonwealth.
Ken Boston, thank you.
Thank you, Willie.
Dr. Ken Boston, former head of the New South Wales Education Department, he sat on the Gonski Review panel. We will revisit this in about 10, 12 minutes or so when we look at federal politics. There are a range of really interesting issues that you just heard from Ken there that this raises. We are asking you on Facebook for your comments on this story, so go to our Facebook page if you'd like to leave some, or you can send me a text, 0418 226 576. Chris, for example, says, do you remember the core and non-core promises of Mr. Howard? History is repeating itself. This from Rebecca Russell-Saunders, though, gets to the nub of the issue. I think people are going to be very disappointed with the Gonski funding, as most people don't seem to understand that education is a state issue. So my bet, that's Rebecca's bet, is that we will see an increase in federal funding and a decrease in state funding, and that in 4 years' time, people will notice that nothing has changed. The revolution that's needed is every child equally funded regardless of system, and those with additional needs with extra funding, and funding moves with the child. Now, that would be a revolution. If you actually read the Gonski report, this is what was suggested, but people in this country are so wrapped up in the private versus state funding debate, they've missed that point. Well, you've certainly made it, Rebecca, so thank you for doing so. Go to our Facebook page if you'd like to make that or different points, or send me a text, 0418 226 576. Also, we're on Twitter, at RN Drive. So I look forward to reading your reflections and comments there.